阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts 或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢，可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容，如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。Last year, I got an endorsement from one of the top business leaders of the world, Philip Mills. How did I do that? Let's check this video out. Hello, and welcome to Bear Academy. I'm your host, Bear.A UX designer who lives in Auckland, New Zealand. As mentioned, last year, I got a LinkedIn recommendation, or what we can say, an endorsement from Philip Mills, the founder of Les Mills International, one of the top business leaders of the world. Almost everyone here in New Zealand know his name. How did I do that? First,Who is Philip? As mentioned, Philip is from the Wikipedia, you can see Philip Mills is the former track and field athlete and businessman from New Zealand. He is the founder, executive director, and former chief executive of Les Mills International. And if you searchFor his name, you can see, yeah, he is a global leader in licensed fitness programming and from a lot of places that you can see his achievement. And long story short, he created the most successful fitness brand in New Zealand and introduced it to the world.Now, there are more than 100,000 licensed Les Mills instructors all over the world to help millions of people getting fitter every day. Yeah, and well, what is the endorsement that I got? On my LinkedIn page, you can see Philip Mills, he said,Bill, Bear is a wonderful human and very good UX and UI designer. He will go far and contribute much to any organization he worked with. That is the recommendation I've got from Philip. So, how did I do that? I think I need to walk through a little background for that. Last year, because of COVID,I was laid off. The impact for fitness industry was huge, and Les Mills definitely got some impact from all the markets of the world. And during that period, I tried a lot of ways to talk to the people who helped me and try to stay. But yeah, I know it's a tough decision for everyone. So it's still during the lockdown, I got this notification, and there's no time to say a proper goodbye to the people I worked with in person. So I just tried to do something I'm familiar with. I recorded a video and share it publicly to the people I worked with via emails to say goodbye. And especially I thank the people who actually worked with. I thank my boss, my directing manager, and Philip, the CEO, and all the things, all the people have supported me, and to show them my what I've learned during this process, and to let them know that I'm okay and I will keep moving on and keep growing. And at last of this video, I asked them if they have a little bit time, they can check my LinkedIn and give me some recommendation, which will be a good, something really good to have on my portfolio that I can show to the people I'm going to work next. And to my surprise, everyone from the company who I worked with gave me some heartwarming positive feedback. And then one of my biggest surprise after a few hours is that I saw Philip endorsed me on LinkedIn with what he said on that. So yeah, that is the story. And I think it's definitely helps me for moving on, especially in New Zealand. The market is so small that everyone knows his name, and it's mentioned a lot. A lot of people say, yeah, Bear, that was impressive that you got Philip's endorsement, which can show that probably you can do a good job on this one as well. So why I'm going to share this with you, a kind of like a personal endorsement, because I know a lot of people probably during a tough situation as me was like last year. And what I want to share with you is something you can still got even during the not so well situation like that. And there will be always something you can got during that situation. So this is the major purpose I want to share with you. And what I've learned, I think the first thing is to be grateful to even in the, you know, in a tough situation like that. And also to be straightforward. If you want something or you need some help, just ask. And if you ask, people might help. But if you don't ask, people will definitely not knowing the problem, and they might not help. But also, you definitely need to show your gratitude first and be genuine in general. And one thing I've also learned from that example is to focus on what you can do. For that, making that video and do what I can do, this helped me to focus on the things I can control. And I cannot control who's going to recommend or endorse or comment on that video, because that out of my control, that's other people's business. So if I put my attention or my focus on that, which will increase my stress level. So I didn't do that. I hope these takeaways can help you if you have the similar situation or going to switch your career, things like that for this. So as the major takeaway, I think just to show you this, probably this will be the major one. from Theodore Roosevelt. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And that's the reason I'm sharing this video. I'm sharing this story with you. And especially for you, Philip Mills, if you are watching this one, thank you so much for being a role model for everyone and being such a great leader. It's my pleasure to work with you before at Les Mills, and best wishes for everyone who has supported and helped me when I work with Les Mills. Yeah, miss you guys. Right, so this is a story I shared. Hope you like it. If you like this video, if you like this story, please hit the like button. And if you haven't done that, please subscribe this channel, which can help you be notified next time when I update some new videos. And this channel is majorly about design, productivity, and technology. If you are also interested, you can subscribe my podcast as well, Bear Academy. You can search on Spotify or Apple Podcast to subscribe it. If you are interested, you can also subscribe my email newsletter, which will share some useful tips or articles that I feel helpful for learning design, keeping productive. Yeah, if you are interested, please subscribe it. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed this one. Talk to you in the next video. Bye. 您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力。请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com， 这期播客的所有详细信息呢可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道或者是微信公众号，搜索狗熊有话说五个汉字，狗熊有话说即可以找到。谢谢。